the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let me shut this thing here down. There we are. I'm trying to do too many things at once. It's only me in this little tiny room out here on the island of Oahu. All righty, let's see. Speaking of tablets and so forth and so on, as you know, Microsoft just unveiled their new competing product for the iPad, and they're calling it Surface. And, boy, the marketing people just have a lot of fun coming up with all these names. And in a stunning replay of the embarrassment when Bill Gates was demonstrating the original plug-and-play, you know, concept, and he plugged in and the machine gave the blue screen of death. Apparently, in the demonstration of Microsoft's new tablet, the Surface, it locked up and froze during the presentation. And, you know, guys, you really do need to think about actually having the products work before you go to marketplace. And I understand it's a highly competitive marketplace, and the first one out with the new bells and whistles and the technology is going to get most of the sales. But I know more and more people, and I am one of them. I don't want the newest and hippest and latest and greatest, because I know it is going to be nothing but an endless misery of problems and failures. And you'll go to customer support and say it's not working, and you'll get the same comment every time. Yes, we're aware of the problem, and we are working on a solution, and we promise we will have it fixed by version 1.7, the golden cut of the operating system. And then if enough people don't complain about the problem, it just doesn't get addressed. And instead they say, we got to spend our time putting a new feature in there. And all of a sudden stuff becomes like, well, you know, like most of Microsoft's products. They do 15,000 things you're never going to use, and the one thing you actually do use keeps crashing the system. So I like simple and elegant, and there are days I miss my typewriter. I'm really honest about that. Alrighty, so interesting little story just came up. Member posted it at whatreallyhappened.com. As we're talking about Greece's debt problems, and all of a sudden Germany's high court is saying that Parliament, not Merkel, can sign the checks for any more bailouts and any more loans and so forth and so on. Well, apparently one of the Greek politicians, okay, Manolis Glesos, is taking the position, hey, we don't need to borrow money from Germany. Germany owes Greece wartime reparations from Hitler and the Nazis, and they should just give us all this money the way they're giving Dolphin submarines to Israel, because we were victims of the Nazis too. And that, of course, is complete and utter nonsense. If the Nazis were still there in Germany, and the people who committed those crimes were still alive, yeah, go ask them for money. But when you talk about Germany today, you're not talking about the Nazis. You're not talking about Hitler. You're talking about a whole new country, a whole new government, and a whole new population of people who weren't even alive back then. This idea of reparations for things that happened long before we were born has to go away. And I will give you a perfect illustration of why that is. And I know here in the United States of America, you've got, you know, the blacks are saying we are owed reparations for the antebellum slavery. And, you know, this group is owed reparations for this that happened before we were born, and reparations for that, and reparations for, you know. And of course, Israel's always running around the world saying, you owe us for everything. You owe us for 2,000 years of whatever it is they make up. And it's a complete and utter nonsensical situation. We're going to take a break for commercials, and when we come back, I will give you the perfect example of why this reparations argument is nonsense. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about this idea of reparations, that you must give me money because of something that happened back during the Ice Age. Your pet mammoth sat down on my ancestor's pet saber-toothed tiger and crushed it to death painfully. You, therefore, owe me 50 whatever it's going to be. Let me give you an example of why that is such complete and utter nonsense. Okay. My family, on my mother's side, back in the years before the American Civil War, they ran a station on the Underground Railroad, smuggling escaped slaves from the antebellum South up into Canada. Because even though the northern states were not slave states, escaped slaves could legally be captured and taken back down to the plantations. So the people who were opposed to slavery set up this system called the Underground Railroad. And it was basically houses that had hidden rooms in them. And they were basically one night's travel away from each other. And there were multiple routes that were sneaking up from the southern states up into Canada. And they were all basically on north-south lines, which is the origin of that old song about follow the drinking gourd. Because that was basically what you did to go from one to the other to the other to the other. And my ancestors ran a station. It was 2 days from the Canadian border. There was this house. And I played in the house when I was a kid. We used to, like, sneak into the little hidden room where the slaves were being kept. And then there was one more house, and then the next night after that, they'd be at the Canadian borders. Now, how would it look if I were to go up to Canada today and I were to basically locate the descendants of those escaped slaves that my ancestors helped to freedom? And I would knock on the door and say, you owe me $19.95. That's $19.95 for my ancestor having helped your ancestor. Plus, if you act now, we'll give you a free set of Ginsu knives. They'd laugh me off their front porch, and they would be right to do so. Because as much as I would have helped my ancestors at the time to free those slaves and guide them to Canada, I wasn't there. I wasn't alive yet. I had nothing to do with it. I cannot claim credit for it, nor will I accept responsibility for it. Had nothing to do with it whatsoever. So you Canadians, you can relax. I'm not going to come knocking on your door and demanding money from you. It would be silly of me to do so. And that's basically where we are right now. This idea of collective guilt or responsibility for the actions of ancestors is complete and utter nonsense. I refuse to accept responsibility or blame for anything that happened before I was born. I refuse to accept responsibility or blame for anything that happens that I'm opposed to, but unable to stop. I will accept responsibility and blame only for my own personal actions. And even then, I'm not going to write you any checks. All right, the phone lines are loading up. Let me grab a couple of calls here. Corey in Calgary. Aloha, Corey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. First of all, if you came up to Canada and knocked on anybody's door, odds are we'd probably let you in and have a coffee. Secondly,
some of that wonderful maple sugar.
Well, we don't usually put that in the coffee, but some people, I suppose. Anyway, as far as money junkie thinking, here's a new one for you. Now, it's small in the grand scheme of things, but something I've learned very recently. Working for my boss, I do a lot of printing. Now, I have an old Lexmark Z84 845 printer, and it takes a very old cartridge, which they still supply, but they've got this lovely little chip on it. And when it gets down to about 30% ink left, it tells you that it's actually out. And if you weigh a brand new cartridge versus the one that they say is out, it's not that huge of a difference in weight. So what they're actually doing is making you throw away 30% ink and making you buy the cartridges a lot quicker.
Oh, the ink is more expensive than drugs, I mean, on those things. And my Hewlett-Packard has another thing. Not just that the ink is getting low, it has expired. It has an expiration date. You didn't use the ink fast enough, therefore we're going to shut you off on this thing. I mean, it is. It's a real racket.
Yeah. Is there a way to actually fight something small like that?
Yeah. I've already done it. I've hurled my Hewlett-Packard printer out the window, and I bought myself a Canon.
Oh, is Canon a good brand to go with?
Well, I've got Canon camera gear, and frankly, I'm absolutely in love with it, and they seem to make a really good product. Now, of course, somebody could have just licensed the Canon name and made a cheap piece of crud in terms of their printers. But I'll tell you, nothing from Hewlett-Packard ever again. After it was taken over by Carly Fiorini, we almost destroyed our company buying Hewlett-Packard equipment that wouldn't last. CD burners, you'd get 2-3 discs out of it, and they would collapse. They don't get a second chance with me. But, I'm basically staying away from their gear. We have to find out, you know, the good products we have to share with each other. And we know that public relations companies will go out on so-called, feedback websites, and they'll say, oh, yes, this computer is great and this printer is great. And they're all hired people. And if you really start thinking about it, they sound like salesmen and pitchmen. And that's how you identify the phonies from real consumers.
Oh, I know. Like I said, it's getting worse and worse. And what tipped me off on this whole ink cartridge business was the documents that I'm printing. About 6 weeks back, I actually printed the same quantity of documents, and it didn't use up near as much ink as what this brand new cartridge, which I bought yesterday, is using.
Yeah.
Like, this is just ridiculous.
Oh, it is. I remember another printer I had, and I forget the brand, but I remember at one time discovering there were these little clear plastic bags inside the ink cartridge thing to blow up to take space. I mean, really, that's where they make their money. They may be selling the printers at cost, like the old Barbie dolls. You know, Mattel would sell the Barbie doll. They were selling it at their cost because they made all the money on the clothes and accessories that the girls had to buy to put on the Barbie doll situation. If you ever see the documentary, The Lightbulb Conspiracy, it opens up exactly on this issue of the printers. Corey, I hate to do this. We've got a long-distance caller on the line. I really want to get to. All right, so we're going to go, and we're going to go to David in Buenos Aires. David, thank you for calling back. Thank you for waiting. Aloha, and what's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I got disconnected a while ago. I'm sorry. And then, you know, I was on your chat room, and I just got banned a few minutes ago. I didn't even understand why. But back to my question. I was going to comment on the most thing before, but it was actually more interesting to me to ask about your ethnicity. I'm a little bit curious about your stating that you had some Jewish ancestry, on your family, in your family?
Sephardic ancestry, yeah. My family on the Rivero line were originally Jewish, but we were forcibly converted to Catholicism in Spain by the Inquisition. So if it wasn't for the Catholics, I would have been a rich Hollywood Jew today.
Right. So my only question is, if you had the chance to change history, to change that, wouldn't you choose to be a part of the Jewish elite?
Well, you know, that's kind of a pointless question. I mean, I'm kind of where I am right now, and I'm not going to be able to change it. I got to tell you, I'm absolutely delighted to be married to my present wife, and so you know, it's like those old science fiction movies about you change one thing and all these other things change around you without any prediction. So I would be very loath to tinker with anything. I mean, I'd like to be younger, taller, and handsomer, but that's not going to happen either. So at this point, it's just idle speculation. I know that I'm not doing what I wanted to do when I was a little kid. It was just all wishful thinking. Right now, the reality is, I think if I were the same person, regardless, even if I'd been brought up in a completely different environment, I'd still be a non-believer because, you know, my brain is configured in a way where I am just not susceptible to religious hysterias. In fact, we just put up this story on whatreallyhappened.com where they've discovered that people who have a propensity to religious feelings have an atrophied hippocampus compared to people who don't go down that. So there's actually a physical difference in the brain between people who get into this imaginary playmate in the sky versus those of us who are saying, that's a nice, it's a pleasant metaphor, but there's nothing really going on there. So it's kind of an idle speculation, and, you know, it's pointless for me to say what else I would be. I'm kind of happy where I am. I mean, I'm not happy in the material sense. I'm not successful. I'm not famous or anything, but I'm doing what I feel really needs to be done with my life, which is to just stand in the way of this war machine and say no. You will not erase the red ink on your bookkeeping with the red blood of our children. So that's kind of where we are on that. All right, moving along here. Monsanto, as you're probably aware, lost a major, major lawsuit. And they are now on the hook for $7.5 billion to farmers who basically got sort of screwed over by Monsanto's business practices. And it goes back to this idea of what were called seed taxes and royalties and residuals, where farmers who were convinced to plant their genetically modified seeds were then told that Monsanto got a percentage of all future crops. Now, this goes back to what was called the Terminator gene. Monsanto wanted to protect their intellectual property rights by saying by putting a gene in their seeds where the plants that were created from these seeds, that those seeds would not be able to reproduce. In other words, it was a single-generation crop. Plant the seeds, get the crop, harvest it, don't bother saving the seeds, they won't germinate. It was blocked. And saner heads prevailed. And they said if that were ever to break out into the wild, it would devastate natural plant species, would destroy any plants that did not have any commercial value whatsoever. Whole segments of the food chain would collapse. And Monsanto was saying, well, that's okay. We've got more genetically modified seeds to sell you. And apparently they were convinced not to do that. And so what they did instead was they would basically go out, and when you bought seeds for your farm from Monsanto, there was a little contract that you would sign saying you will go on doing business only with them. You will not have these alternative seeds. They tried for a while this idea of you're not allowed to save seeds, but that was simply not enforceable. And basically now they've gone back in and they've said, well, you owe us residuals. You're growing your crops with seeds that bear our patented genes, therefore you owe us residuals. And they're driving farms out of business in their greed. The farmers countersued, Monsanto lost. Now they're going to have to refund the money, $7.5 billion. We'll be right back.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Fear and hate will rule them, sympathy them to the role. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. A little bit of breaking news before we get back to this whole thing about glyphosate and genetically modified crops here. The House panel looking into Fast and Furious has voted to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt. They're sending a contempt report to the full Congress. We'll see what's going to happen there. The vote broke along party lines, predictably. I think you're going to see a huge push to shut this thing down right now, because if I am correct, and Fast and Furious is just another incarnation of the Iran-Contra gun and drug running operation, they're going to move to shut this down as fast as they can, especially in an election year. Because this is a can of worms nobody is going to want to open. There are two kinds of secrets in Washington life. There are the little secrets, the little scandals that you use against each other during campaigns. And then there are the big black monster secrets that nobody dares touch because it'll bring the whole government down. Look back at the Watergate scandal when they were charging Richard Nixon with obstruction and he resigned rather than let it go to a trial on the Senate floor. And the reason he did that is because sooner or later, somebody was going to ask motive. Why, when Nixon's election was a foregone conclusion, did they feel it was necessary to burglarize the Democratic headquarters at the Watergate Hotel? And the answer to that question would have ripped open Nixon's link all the way back to the John F. Kennedy assassination and exposed that it had been a cover-up, that the Warren Commission was a fiction and a lie, and nobody wanted that to happen. So they got rid of Spiro Agnew, and they got Gerald Ford, who had been on the Warren Commission, had actually changed the official report to make it line up with the crazy lone gunman magic bullet theory. They made him the president, knowing he would keep the lid on the scandal. Nixon resigned, Gerald Ford pardons everybody, ends all the investigations then and there. You know, our national nightmare is over. We're heading to a time of healing, and we will whip inflation no matter how many billions of dollars it takes. And then he fell off the podium again. All righty, so getting back to the situation about GMO crops and intellectual property, and the reason the farmers are suing, and a lot of farmers are suing right now, the promises that were made to get people to use the genetically modified crops have not materialized. The yields are inferior to the natural versions of the crops. And the issue in the case of the Roundup Ready gene, the glyphosate, has not worked out. The genes that make the plants immune to glyphosate have already jumped over onto the weeds. They're calling them the super weeds. So now you've got super weeds that can't be killed at all. You got all the downside and none of the upside of the product, and now it's turning out that the glyphosate, the toxin, the poison that is in the Roundup weed killer, is now turning up in human systems. It's detectable in human urine. It's not supposed to be in your body. It was claimed it would not be in your body. But the glyphosate is absorbed into these plants, obviously, because that's where the genes have to say, oh, it's not going to affect this plant. And no amount of washing will get it off. And now it's turning up in humans, and it has health consequences. And people are saying, we got to back off from this Frankenfoods situation. Europe already has. Europe has mandatory labeling laws on this stuff. And it's not a question of whether anybody can prove that it's good or bad. They just don't want to take the chance. So that's what's going on there. Let's see. Watching what's going on. Apparently, Romania's former president is getting tossed in the huskow. That's a good start. I think we need to see more jail for these world leaders. I think this idea that somebody who's the leader of a nation is somehow automatically immune from the laws, that has to go away. That's what lies behind this whole executive privilege that Obama is claiming with regards to the Fast and Furious paperwork. They've got something to hide from Congress and mostly from you. The official story that they were simply letting the guns go so they could track it to the cartels is complete and utter nonsense. And it's not withstanding examination, because how do you track a gun to the cartel unless you already know where the cartel is and have somebody there checking the serial numbers as it comes in? It's a ludicrous story to begin with. What's going on is guns down, drugs back. The U.S. is arming somebody in Mexico, possibly to stage an overthrow revolution just down there as part of the stepping stone to the North American Union. So Canadians, take note. Maybe happening to you real quick. But we're seeing a lot of secrecy. And remember, secrecy is the beginning of tyranny. And I'm going to wager a plugged Turkish piaster that now that Eric Holder is looking at a contempt of Congress charge, you're going to see a lot of political capital expended, a lot of pressure on the full Congress to vote this thing down, make it go away. Because if this scandal gets ripped wide open, both parties will suffer, the entire federal government will lose even more of its credibility and legitimacy, and in an election year, that's a bad thing for all the incumbents, and they don't want to have that happen. We're going to take a break for some more commercials here. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got some callers on the line. Paul in Florida. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, MR?
I'm doing fine.
You mentioned about Netanyahu going to Russia and getting some Mossad agents out of Russia because they hijacked a ship. I was doing a little search on that, and I could see, all I seen was a title that happened, but I didn't see anything about Netanyahu going over there. So if you can send up a link.
It's already there. There's the story is at the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and it links to Russia Today, which did a video report on the story and an interview with Wayne Madsen. So that's basically the source for this story. And I do remember that there was that situation a while back where Netanyahu, nobody knew where he was. It was kind of this mysterious thing, where did he go? And this story dovetails very handily with that. So that's kind of where we are right now. Obviously, you're not going to see anything about it in the American corporate media because, as we already know, the U.S. Senate investigated 25 years ago and found Israel They bribed the American prostitutes to always report the news to favor Israel. And so anything that puts Israel in a negative light, certainly the possibility that Israel has tried once again to stage some kind of a false flag event to trick us into war on their enemies, that's not going to get any reportage here in the United States at all. I mean, look at all the evidence regarding the USS Liberty and Israel's attack on it and their attempt to frame Egypt for it. And to this very day, the American media still says, oh, yeah, it was an accident. Lousy weather. The birds had dumped all over the Israeli aircraft windows. They really couldn't see what they were doing. They're really innocent, sweet people. And it was just a horrible accident. And anybody who says otherwise is a filthy anti-Semite.
Mike, I agree with you 100%. What I'm saying is, not only did I didn't see it on when I researched it, I'm not seeing it on your front page. So that's what I'm looking for right now. I don't think you've posted it on your front page yet.
Well, let me take another look here because okay. It is a Russia Today video, and maybe we had another hiccup on our server, but I'll get it up there for you. Okay.
Okay, Mike, thank you. Keep up the good job, my friend, all right?
All right, I certainly will. All right, okay. I'll have to take a look at that. Next commercial break, I'll get that up there for you. Oh, wait, no, it's right here. In fact, it was a member's post. Botched Israeli false flag attempt against Iran. It's about halfway down the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. So, yeah, it's there. It's there. Drink more coffee and go back and look at it again. We're going to switch over to Barbara in Nebraska. Aloha, Barbara. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you, Michael. A real early news crawl maybe 3 mornings ago said that our trusted leaders down there in the G20 had come up with a global jobs plan. And I want to know if you know anything about that and if you think it could have any connection with all these Chinese American-style cities that are sitting vacant over there.
Well, the cities in China are basically being built in advance of what is expected to be a continuing population growth. And China is dealing with a great deal of infrastructure rot left over, from the imperial government and from the early communist government. And I think the reason the Chinese started building these prefab cities goes back to a place called Kowloon. And Kowloon was kind of this giant block city that was just notorious for corruption and crime and drugs, and it was just this amazing, literally all these buildings had sort of merged together and built together, and they called it a walled city, but it was really just a lot of buildings that sort of merged into one, and sociologists were studying it and economists were studying it, but it was really a major rot and problem, and finally China was forced to simply condemn the entire area, force everybody to move out of there. They had to go in there with soldiers to get them all out and tear it down and start over. And they're looking at some of these parts of China that are really not very well built. The infrastructure is in horrible condition. And China has made the very wise and prudent decision that it's less expensive to simply build a whole new city from scratch than to constantly go in and be replacing infrastructure that has been allowed to rot and decay over time. And China has the ground area to be able to go ahead and do that, and I think that's what they're doing, and that's really a part of it. As these new cities become available, they're going to go to the worst of the old rotted cities and say, everybody, hey, move. Go over there, and then they'll just bulldoze the old one, and I think that's actually a good way to approach that. As far as this global jobs program, this is more of that same, we're going to, all these problems that we can't fix it as nations, we will be able to fix if we have a global government. And again, it's that global government agenda, the Agenda 21. But, look how badly nations are being managed. Do you think these same people are going to do a better job when they have an entire planet to deal with? I don't think so. Bureaucracies tend to basically obfuscate. They're matrix managed, and anybody who understands business will tell you that matrix management is okay for small entities of maybe 10 or 20 people. But when you have large corporations or cities or counties or nations, matrixing will not work, and yet every model proposed for the global government basically represents a form of matrix management. So I don't think they really have a jobs program. It's just an attempt to say, hey, we're going to make everything all better if we just lump all the rulership and economy and all the rest of it in one single place and, appoint Emperor Shaddam IV to run it all. So I don't think there's really any meat there. I think it's just more propaganda. They're trying to say that they have a function. The G20 is going to say we're going to solve your problems when very obviously they can't. They can't even get past this accusation that the economic problems of the world are all coming out of Wall Street in Washington, D.C. The U.S. won't budge on it. The G20 won't budge on it. They got to say something to justify that trip down to Mexico, you know, to the vacation resort. And so they're going to say, yes, we have a global jobs program. They don't, because any global jobs program is simply a larger version of national jobs program, and none of the nations have that either.
Now, why didn't it occur to me they might be lying? Thank God you're there to answer these things for us, Michael. I appreciate it so much.
All right, just before you go, real quick, what part of Nebraska are you in?
Southeast, about 50 miles northwest of Lincoln.
Okay.
Oh,
I
not
know
quite
the
that
area
far. Maybe no, only 25 something, but depends on which part of Lincoln you're talking about.
It's true. Lincoln's kind of spread out there. Many, many, many years ago, I actually did a little bit of work for an animation company that's in Omaha. And I remember just hanging out there, and it reminded me so much of the farming country in New Hampshire I grew up in. I had a lot of fun. I really liked it there. So anyway, have a good day. Thank you very much for the phone call, Barbara, and we're going to let you go here. Yeah, we're at a situation here where we have all these organizations that are basically selling you this idea that if you will pledge undying fealty to them, they'll make all the problems go away. They're basically the vanguard of the new carpetbaggers that are going to come in. They all know a crash is coming. They can't stop it. They can't even fix it. They're just going to go on saying, well, I have a solution if only somebody would listen to me. And the solution is always going to basically involve surrendering more of your freedoms and liberty and independence and money and the lives of your children to some superior authority. And we're going in the wrong direction. Look at the results. Of all the North American Union is a disaster. The European Union's a disaster. Globalism will just be a bigger disaster. We need to go the other way. Instead of a single world government that is so paralyzed by its own bureaucracy it can't do anything, we need lots and lots of little tiny countries all over the face of the earth. Small, efficient, manageable, each taking care of their own. And those national borders serve as a protection. So that when one nation really messes up, it doesn't wreck everybody else around the world. Because that European Union Commission president is absolutely right on the money. The reason all of Europe and all of the Americas and so much of the rest of the world are in such serious financial trouble right now all tracks back to Washington, D.C., Wall Street, and behind that, the Federal Reserve private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. Said financial model being imposed on the rest of the world at the point of American bayonets. It does not work. It cannot work. It can never be made to work because it always generates more debt than money. And the rest of the world is finally starting to wake up and realize that whole 11th marble idea, that's really what's going on. And it is that simple. How can we all work so hard and produce so much and still be so deeply in debt? Unless the system is gamed and rigged against us. When you have that private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, there is no way to pay off the debt. You're always in debt to the bankers. You're always their slaves. That's what they want. They don't really want all that paper and ink paid back to them. They know it's worthless. What they want, what they're really selling you, is that illusion of moral obligation to them. Because that is the chains they place on you to make you their slaves. It's rule by interest, rule by debt. And it is no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your person. It's just the latest in a long series of hoaxes and frauds to get you to do what you are told to do by the sociopaths who see themselves as the natural leaders of the world. So, now, interestingly enough, over in Great Britain, one of the Royal Society lecturers has done an about-face, not the first one, the most recent. Fritz Verenholt, a German green energy investor, has said he's reassessed his position on man-made climate change and saying CO2 doesn't really have that much to do with it. And he's absolutely right, and I'll tell you why, and it's a very, very simple truth. Carbon dioxide, which is a very minor constituent of the atmosphere, first of all, it's not even the worst greenhouse gas. Water is far worse. Methane, much more potent. But methane is produced by deep-sea microbes who are far too intelligent a life form to get suckered into paying taxes on it. So they did carbon dioxide because they figured those humans, they'll fall for anything. They're just evolved monkeys. We can convince them they're to blame for the destruction of the Earth, and they'll give us all their bananas. But the reality is that as carbon dioxide increases in the atmosphere, plants start growing faster because plants love carbon dioxide. In fact, if you go to a commercial greenhouse, they add carbon dioxide to the atmosphere inside the commercial greenhouses because it makes the plants grow faster and bear more saleable product. And as plants absorb carbon dioxide, it's a self-correcting system. In fact, one of Al Gore's early advisors, before it became obvious that this was just a financial scam, they did a little back-of-the-envelope calculation, and they said, we're looking at all your talk about, you know, global warming and hockey stick. We can completely negate it if we just increase the ground plant cover by, it was a very tiny percentage, something like 3%. And Al Gore said, get out of here. That's not what we want. We want the carbon tax money. You know, we want to sell carbon credits, and we're going to do with carbon dioxide to planet Earth what Enron did to California with electricity. And by the way, okay, Enron's Ken Lay helped Al Gore set up this whole carbon trading scam before Ken Lay's, you know, Enron fell apart. And it's just another hoax. It's another scam. We live in an age of lies. The corporate media is lying to you. The governments are lying to you. Al Gore is lying to you about global warming. They're really good at creating these mythical enemies that they'll sell you a solution for. Al-Qaeda's coming to get you. You know, give me your child and I'll save you from Al-Qaeda. Global warming's coming to get you. Give me your carbon tax money. I will save you. And then there's a real disaster like the Gulf oil disaster or Fukushima. They're helpless. They don't actually know how to fix anything. You know, I'll see the movies about, you know, the big asteroid's coming down. It's going to smash the Earth and everything. And they mount a heroic effort and they get the rockets out there and they send the shuttles up there with the drill and they save the world. Wouldn't happen. Couldn't happen. Look at the performance of the U.S. government with regard to the Gulf oil disaster and Fukushima, colony collapse disorder, escaped genetically modified genes, and they just sit there. And you know, look, Katrina, when Katrina smashed New Orleans, look how long the federal government just sat there and saying, are we supposed to be doing something? If there were a real threat to planet Earth, we are doomed with the governments we have now. They're not going to do a darn thing. You're going to sit there and say, I'm sure this has to do with the political policies of the opposition party. And just watch that big old rock come on down out of the sky. It's amazing here. Speaking of Fukushima, and we are waiting to see what that second incoming typhoon is going to do. Apparently, more and more information is starting to come out about just how serious the radiation leak was at the very beginning and how much TEPCO and the government of Japan were just covering it over and just saying, oh, it's no big deal, nothing to worry about. Apparently, they restarted one of the Japanese nuclear plants over overwhelming public opposition, because after Fukushima, they said, we're abandoning nuclear power. And then all of a sudden, Japan said, we're going to start them up. First, when they started up, they immediately got a warning on the water level. Plant may have a leak. I think it's time that we need to take a really good look at two things. First of all, the wisdom of putting nuclear power plants along earthquake faults and not taking adequate precaution. Because, again, I think we can have safe nuclear power, safe refineries, safe oil drilling. We can have all of that as long as money junkies are not allowed to make those key safety decisions. And I remember the story we talked about a couple of weeks ago that cuts right to the heart of the issue, where you have all these nuclear power plants all down the coast of Japan, and they all have tsunami walls that are up to the legally required minimum protection, except this one power plant, where this one senior engineer fought a one-man campaign and said, look, the local geology shows they've had higher tsunamis. I want another 20 feet on this wall. And just basically made it his campaign and got the higher tsunami wall. And when the big tsunami hit, that was the only power station that wasn't destroyed. The water came up to within 1 foot of the higher wall. All righty, let's see. Grab one more quick phone call here. Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I was wondering if you saw this video. I saw this, two of them on YouTube here. And, there's some senator on, and I can't even, his name begins with a B, but he was on TV saying that, that these whistleblowers, we have to, that the Congress needs to have, the government needs to have more laws against, whistleblowers.
Yes.
That, you know, that has to increase. I forget what his name is, but he's, you know,
well,
one of
Lieberman
the
is out there calling. Lieberman is out there calling for laws against more and more whistleblowers.
That's who it was. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Steve, we got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we'll have 4 minutes for you to finish up on this topic, okay? We'll be right back after these commercials.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin, you might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Drops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the reason Joe Lieberman and a bunch of other people are trying to get laws punishing whistleblowers is they have got a lot of stuff to hide. And as this fast and furious scandal starts to explode, people with inside knowledge are going to start blowing the whistle, if for no other reason than to save themselves. Stop investigating me. The person you need to go after is that one over there. He signed off on this. He had the airplanes. They've got the drugs over here and the guns are over there. And like I said, this thing is going to, it's going to turn out to be huge. I'm going to tell you that right now. Steve, finish up what you were saying, please.
No, it just amazed. It amazed me how arrogant he was, and there were thousands of comments. There were thousands of comments, and they were just like, how in the world could a dual citizen be a congressman anyway to begin with? And it's just bashing this Lieberman. Okay, so you know that's kind of like, and that was on YouTube. And anyway, I was watching one today, and it was the average person, average American's knowledge of civics. Most people, it was like 75%, couldn't even name the three branches of government. Most people couldn't even name one.
You need to be careful of those videos about, you know, showing that Americans look dumb. They're fun to watch, but remember, they interview a lot of people, and then in the edit, they pick out the ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
So it's not an objective.
Yeah, like how true is it? Yeah, right. But, you know, and what did they ask them anyway? But, I think a lot of times that you and Rye will talk above people's heads. I mean, because Rye does a lot of good stuff and yourself. I mean, you two are probably the greatest. Rye should know particularly. He needs to communicate to his audience. If you're talking to people on YouTube that don't even know what the Constitution is,
yeah,
or the Bill
again,
of Rights.
Those YouTube videos are presenting a very narrow view. I mean, obviously, our audience here at Republic Broadcasting and my readership here at whatreallyhappened.com, they do know the three branches of government. They do know who the president is. They know the powers of Congress, and they know all of those things that are going on here. Obviously, if they get interviewed for a video on how dumb America is going to be, they're going to wind up on the cutting room floor. I mean, I've certainly done enough video editing over my life to know that these things very much are under the control of whoever's doing the editing. And you can, in fact, and everybody in the corporate media does it, you can edit a video to portray something any way that you want to. And we all need to be aware that that goes on so that we're not fooled by such obvious tricks. Anyway, thanks a lot for the call. There's the music. We're done with today's show. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be interviewing a gentleman from the Extendivite about their new product because they're our new advertiser and all the good things that will do. So until then, stay safe, stay well. Drive carefully, support Republic Broadcasting, support Ron Paul, support Occupy. Keep an eye on all these false flags going on, and aloha, America.